The city of Denton sits above the Barnett Shale, one of the country's largest natural gas fields. There are nearly 300 active gas wells within city limits, said to have produced $1 billion in mineral wealth. But citizens filed a petition in May with nearly 2,000 signatures, forcing a city council vote on a fracking ban. Resident Kathy McMullen, who helped organize the initiative, says in the past month, Denton has been inundated with people employed by outside opposition.
I mean, it's hard being the first, and what's making it particularly hard for us is that the fracking is there. We're trying to get it out.
If the council doesn't approve the ban, it will go to voters in the November ballot, which is exactly what McMullen expects to happen.
They're telling me that they cannot pass it because they feel like it is such an important issue that it has to go before the voters.
Industry groups say a fracking ban could cost the city up to $250 million over the next decade. Ed Ireland is the president of the Barnett Shale Energy Education Council.
The activities associated with drilling and producing Barnett Shale wells is one of the strongest economic engines in North Texas. Any banning of the activity would have significant negative economic implications.
Ireland says if Denton adopts a fracking ban, it's unclear whether it would hold up in court.
I think the legality of it would certainly come into question. So if the ordinance happened to be adopted, I would say the story is not ended at that point.
Even if the ban doesn't pass, McMullen hopes the attention forces industry to adopt more environmentally friendly techniques, such as vapor recovery units, lined frack pits, and electric motors. She also wants air monitoring and set hours for when any drilling activity could occur.
So the process that they do use, when they use it and where they use it, won't be ideal for the environment and for the people around it, but it can be done better.
City leaders expect a large crowd Tuesday for the public hearing, which will begin at 6:30 p.m. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.